Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Martha Norwalk, fresh off the love train, welcoming you to the second hour of our spring forward edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up stream, go to the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set to stream the show. And you can check us out on Facebook too, Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Check out all the great videos and stories that I share every week. So, I don't usually get to get up and dance that vigorously, because I'm Zooming from home, and just so you know, it's the second Sunday of the month, and that means it is best bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen reset, and energy code Sunday here on Animal World. Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here, Zooming in from Idaho. Linda Rasmussen is here in the studio. Stacy's here. Nathan's here. And so that means Stacy needs something to do. We need phone calls. Okay, so we are ready for, you can have remote treatments for you and your animal friends. Typically what happens when you call in is Dr. Nels will tune in and work on the animals, and Linda will do a session for the human animal we have on the phone. But like I said, someone has to pick up their phone and call in order for that to start happening. So, local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. And I have to say, we had a good chuckle during love training here in the studio because we're all dancing around. And of course, with a good TV that works now, we can see Dr. Nels. Hey, boy, you were cruising all over and having a nice dance, and we were chuckling because Dr. Nels gets to dance with the fishes on his wall. And then Nathan chimed in, yeah, but he's on a leash because he's got the headset up with a cord that goes again. So he's dancing around, but there's this cord that's got him leashed to the computer. Anyway, that was kind of cute.
Yeah.
And so... I am, because we don't have any calls right at the moment. So, Stacy, as long as you have nothing to do, I guess it's time for a Stacy and a Frenchie update.
A new segment on the show, Frenchie follow-up.
The Frenchie follow-up, that seems to be consistent. You're right. I think we need to give it a Frenchie follow-up.
I don't know. I'll think of something.
All right.
Better.
So we got to think of a theme, Nathan, for... Stacy, so for any of you that don't know, Stacy,
Frenchie foibles,
Frenchie follies,
follies. Yeah. I like that.
Frenchie follies. So Stacy is the proud mom of two delightful Frenchies, and she has Tank. Tank is her older female. How old is Tank now?
She's 10. She'll be 11 in a couple months.
And like Tank is like the perfect Frenchie. Okay, so she is a therapy dog and all of that stuff. And then we have the Bagman. And how old is Bags now?
He'll be 6.
Oh, I can't believe that.
I know.
Anyway, Bags like a perpetual child.
Yes.
With issues. And so from time to time, Bags gets these little quirky behaviors. It seems like nervous, neurotic type stuff. Obsessive sort of thing. I mean, once it was bugging Stacy for licking her, and then it's been licking, let's see. And so, anyway, there have been several instances. The first one had to do with him bothering you, I think, on the coach or something.
Yeah.
Second big issue was you've always gone to the same espresso stand his whole life, and it's one of the where the baristas come out to the car. And he was fine with that for years. And all of a sudden, he started barking at the barista and having a little temper tantrum whenever the barista came out. So what was kind of shook out with all of this is Stacy, of course, has a connection to me and I being a dog trainer and behavior therapist. We never got to that point because we always started with, well, Dr. Nels is here. Let's have him tune in and do a little adjustment treatment with Bags and see what happens. Well, lo and behold, not the first time, problem went away and gone. Then we have the barista thing, treats him, and that worked out. All the problem went away. Now Bags is fine with the barista coming to the car, and that's all settled down. Then the latest one.
Yeah, the latest one is the paw licking.
The paw licking. And so I think it was maybe 2 months ago. Might have been the first time, at least that long. But we had the first time, it might have been 3 months ago, because we had the first time, Dr. Nels, you treated Bags, and it improved a bit, but it didn't go away. He was still bothering and licking the foot. And wasn't it such that you could hold on to that foot and he'd lick another one?
Yeah.
It would just like displaced around. And I think it ended up being 3 months because the next month, for some reason, you weren't here or whatever, but we couldn't do a follow up. But then it was last month.
Right. February, I think we did it.
February the second Sunday. He was still kind of doing it.
Right.
So the second Sunday of last month, Dr. Nels, you tuned in to Bags, did a treatment.
Right.
And what happened, Stacy? Catch us up from last month.
So it went away because I remember it was Super Bowl weekend. And we're sitting on the couch, going to watch the Super Bowl, and he hopped up next to me, and he wanted to start, and then he just didn't lick his paw, just laid down, just stopped.
Wow.
Yeah, it was crazy. I was like, what? I think I sent you guys
so
a picture,
too. It stopped the same day of the treatment.
Right.
Wow.
Right.
Okay, so that was a month ago.
That was a month ago. So then since then, and I just sent Nels a picture, so he'll cop up next to me, and like he wants to lick his feet, but he doesn't, and he starts just licking his lips. He just sits there, licks his lips. And it's so funny, because I can tell like he wants to, but he won't lick his paw. It's odd.
Isn't that weird?
But so he just sits there, and then, you know, just sits there and licks his lips, and then he stops, and then lies down.
Okay, well, he does need a tune-up.
So Dr. Nels is tuned in to bags, and it's important for you all to know that Dr. Nels and Linda, they do not diagnose or treat things. So in reality, they really don't need to know what's going on with the animal. Mostly we find out what's going on for our benefit so that we know what's going on, can follow along. But when Dr. Nels or Linda work on, you know, animal or human, they basically just tune in to the individual and the body, and the body tells them what to do, what it needs. And so you then balance the body. Is that fair to say, Linda? Does that describe?
Yeah, we're balancing the energy that is flowing through the body, or perhaps not flowing through the body, and so we want to get that started again. And so all we know is this is what we need to do.
So it looks like, Dr. Nels, you started out with a set of points, and now you're working again. So
right, so yeah, it's pretty akin to the basic fight or flight reset that I have, you know, available to my members to help their own pets. So it's not exactly like that, but it's very close, and I'm sure it's having a similar reset his fight or flight system for whatever reason. I have no idea why.
So it's quite interesting that we've never moved beyond this phase, because with bags, with at least, you know, treatment or two, you know, it's completely worked out. Now, if for some reason it wasn't working anymore, or you know, we didn't have this option. The behavior that you describe with bags, Stacy, is really obsessive compulsive type stuff,
right,
when
yeah.
he does it.
It's just like a nervous.
So one of the things I would definitely try in that situation, if it was needed, would be Jackson Galaxy's flower essences and his holistic solutions.
Yeah, I've tried stuff on him.
He has an obsession solution. But like I said, We've never moved beyond this point, because Dr. Nels works on him and it seems to work.
Cute now to just see him sitting there, just
licking his lip a little bit. All right, so Dr. Nels is still working, so you're finding a number of things to do.
I balanced the right side first, and then there's a little bit to do on the left side here as well.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, that seems to be it. It didn't take a lot, but he's balanced much better than he was when we started.
All right. Wonderful. Now, normally I think we leave it at that, but I don't know. I'm getting prompted here to have you two, Dr. Nels and probably Linda. I'm wondering, because this the licking has gone on for a while. Linda, what do you think about tuning into Stacy and doing a little balancing for her, just in case she's got
the culprit.
Yeah, well, you know, I don't mind tuning in at all, and you're okay with that, Stacy?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, okay.
All right, because Nathan can handle the phones, which I think he's already doing. Do we have a caller waiting?
We do have a caller waiting for us.
So, caller, please be patient, but we're going to take advantage of the fact that you're waiting and Nathan can handle the phone, and Linda's going to tune in to Stacy. So let's go ahead and get Stacy a rebalancing, just to be sure we cover all the bases.
So, Stacy, I'm going to have you bring to mind something that you have been worried or concerned about, just whatever comes into your thoughts about that.
Okay.
Sounds like she's
okay. Right. And then set that aside and focus on the feeling of enthusiastic. And the number three, your eyes are closed and looking up at the right side of your forehead. And take a deep, gentle breath into the abdomen and hold it in as long as you comfortably can, thinking enthusiastic three.
Stacy, you've got your eyes closed. Behind those closed eyes, you're looking up to the right side of your forehead. You've taken in a deep, long breath, holding it as long as you comfortably can. Feel free to release that breath and replace it whenever you need to. While you're thinking enthusiastic three. Enthusiastic, enthusiastic three.
Perfect. Go ahead and breathe normally and with your eyes open, just tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, letting your head rise to a comfortable position, and bringing whatever that thought was, that concern, that worry back into your thoughts. And that is complete.
Wonderful.
And then the affirmation is, I am enthusiastic.
Oh, all righty. I am enthusiastic.
Okay, thank you.
And Stacy should use this affirmation how?
Well, it's a very good idea right after you've released some pattern to just use the affirmation, either think it or say it as often as possible, today, tomorrow, and the next day. And that really helps to just keep whatever that was from reactivating. So if that was involved at all with the bag man, then, you know, that will help as well. And either way, the fight or flight pattern has been released.
All righty. And we'll get a report from Stacy next week to find out how it's worked this week. And I forgot to remind everybody that when Dr. Nels and Linda are working on listeners and the animals, if you're in a human animal suit and Linda's working on a listener or a caller, just know that you can get a surrogate healing. And so what you need to, you just tune in and listen to Linda's instructions. And she thinks of, she says, think of something, yada, yada, or bring to mind, da, 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 da. You just bring to your mind what's going on with you in that situation. And so you just work from your perspective, but do the same thing that Linda is coaching the caller to do. And by doing that, you will receive a surrogate healing. So it's very cool how that works. Dr. Nels, anything about Bagman to report now that you've finished?
Well, I just, let's just say I sense a little bit of peace where it wasn't quite so peaceful.
Oh, okay. Okay. So, Stacy, are you, the other thing I have mentioned, it is Academy Awards Sunday. It's time for the Oscars. Now, are you an Academy Award person, or are you and Bags going to be watching?
I didn't watch any of the movies, so I don't know. Yeah,
I'm the same way. But I don't know. Then I think, okay, those are the movies I have to see.
I'm recording some basketball this morning, so I think I might end up watching
that. So you will be watching something, so you'll be able to have a test with Bags. All righty then. Thank you, Linda. Thank you, Dr. Nels. Now, I know, Nathan, we have a caller waiting. Do you think they'd be okay to wait while we take care of our advertisers?
I think we'll be fine. It'll just be a quick break coming up here.
All right. So, caller, stay on the line. We're going to take care of our advertisers. And then when we continue, we will get right to you. So phone lines are open, folks. We'd love to hear from you. Local number 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. now.
Hi, this is Marilyn Milano. If you love animals, then please check out my new show, Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays from 9 to 9:30 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. I'll be talking with rescue groups, animal advocates, and other organizations that help animals, sharing their stories and giving our listeners some tangible ways in which they can help make a difference. That's Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. Raising awareness, touching hearts, and saving animals' lives.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Hi, this is Stacy, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're almost midway through the second hour of our spring forward edition of Animal World. We're here until noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And, of course, we heard from our wonderful Dr. Nels Rasmussen. You can check him out at healingministryforanimals.com and know that he is available to work with you remotely. Over the phone, over the internet, and Zoom, and I'm sure there are other options in addition to that as well. But the way to get started, and know that Dr. Nels always does a free telephone evaluation. So if you'd like to chat with him and have him tune in, he's very intuitive, so he can usually, he's talking to you on the phone, he'll know if your animal has points flashing at him that need to be worked on. You just go to healingministryforanimals.com, click on the contact link, and say you'd like to talk, and Dr. Nels will arrange to talk with you on the phone. And it's really simple to do. And you still, Dr. Nels, have your Rasmussen Reset and Do-It-Yourself at Home program available?
People need to contact me and have a conversation. And then, yes, if somebody wants to become a member of my Healing Ministry for Animals private membership association, that costs $10. And then the program itself, if that's all you want, the do-it-yourself video course is $50. If I, you know, we decide that your animal needs more than that and you should be working with me directly, then that is, we just include that as part of whatever package of services that a person might need.
Wow. Yeah. So you kind of get to do it yourself for free if you're getting private work with you on a regular basis.
Right. Right. It's just included.
Hot deal. All right, so healingministryforanimals.com. Remember, if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, we'd love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. And if you're interested or have questions, shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And then remember, I'm an animal behavior therapist and dog trainer, and I normally work with people privately in their homes to help them understand their dogs and solve problems. But I got to tell you, I need your help. I need you guys out there scouring the planet and telling people that I'm available. It's really kind of unusual, and I'm not real sure what's going on. But most of my business comes, you know, from word of mouth, people in radio. But a lot comes through online referral services. But it's kind of like there are just a very few people right now asking for private trainers. And I think my sense, a lot of it is that finally everything's kind of back to normal in the dog training world after the whole pandemic, and everybody's classes are all up and running again. So there's a lot more alternatives. But and what I do works really well, even if you want to do classes and other kind of training. But what I specialize in is getting you the help that you need and getting the problem solved fast so that you aren't going to class once a week for the rest of your lives to learn what's going on. And even with young puppies, I can make the situation so much easier and teach you what you need to know about house training and manners and all that stuff. It doesn't have to be horrendous behavior problems because I work with all those kind of things. And I, too, always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation. So if you'd like to help me out and scour the planet for people that need help with their dogs, you can always give me a call, and I would be happy to mail you some business cards. Or you can just give my number to everybody you know and say, call Martha. She'll talk to you for free about your animals on the phone. So it's Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling, and my phone number is 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. Please feel free to pass it around. All righty then. I think we are all caught up, and it's time to go to the phones and welcome back to Animal World. We're headed down to California. Dina, welcome to Animal World. You're live with me, Dr. Nels Rasmussen, Linda Rasmussen. Welcome to Animal World.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. What can we help you with?
Well, a month ago, Dr. Nels helped with settling my cat, Necco, who's a senior. He's a polydactyl Manx. He was waking me up in the middle of the night and not letting me sleep.
That's right. So you, Dr. Nels did a treatment on the air the second Sunday of last month.
Correct.
Okay, so how did that work out?
It's getting better. He is leaving me alone at night, and I also tried the Jackson Galaxy's
Quiet Nights.
Quiet Night.
Yeah, how did that? You're the first report I'm getting back on that. Do you think it made any difference?
I'm not sure.
Okay,
but it's a struggle to get him to take the drops, and to me, it's not worth the fight.
How are you giving them to him?
Well, since he's an extremely picky eater, he won't eat it if it's in his food. I was just holding him and squirting them in his mouth.
No, no wonder you're having trouble. Okay, forget all of that.
Okay.
Now, the results are often cumulative. Since you have it, you might as well use it. Now, if he won't eat in his food, you can put drops in the water, you know, so he gets it that way. You can put a drop on the skin. Between the shoulder blades on the back or in between or on the inside of the ear. But one of my favorite ways to do it, and this might work well for you, is you put a few drops in your hands, rub your hands together, and then rub the cat down. Go from his nose all the way down off his tail and rub him down with it. I would never give flower essences squirting them in the mouth. That just isn't one of the ways that is that you normally do it. Now, if you're a human and you're taking flower essences like Bach Flower Remedy or Rescue Remedy or something, you can do it orally, but you don't need to do that with animals. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. Thank you, and I won't have the fight then.
Right, yeah. So you don't want to, if you got to fight it, you know, if you're fighting it, there's a problem because you don't want it to be a fight. Okay. And that way you might get a better handle on he'll get a more consistent building up of the energy, and then it might be more beneficial to you. But I want to hear more about that. So you said it's not as bad as it was, and it's improved, but it's not completely done. Is that right?
Well, he doesn't wake me up, but if I start to stir in the time... and then I lay back down to say if I have to use the bathroom and I go back to bed, then that's like free game. He's in my face, won't let me settle back down to sleep.
Okay. Now, apparently Dr. Nels has already made the connection with Necco.
Yes, I thought I'd jump right in and put a little icing on the cake. So, yeah, we're getting some more done here.
And obviously, he needed some work.
Yep, he does. So, yeah, it really is. It's in the same realm as the fight or flight kind of reset. So it's just getting him calmed back down. And hopefully you will experience even more wonderful things.
All right. And then at some point, Dina, I'll turn you over to Linda so she can do a session with you. But I think you also have some follow-up questions about food and feeding with Necco.
Yes. The last time we talked, you asked me what I was feeding, and I said dry choice. And you said that they should be on a wet diet and have set meals like we eat set meals. And I have tried that, and right now I've got four different kinds of food. And he has been begging and getting into things and not happy with anything I've got laid out for him. So I think I need a refresh on how to take
now,
care
how,
of
and
him.
How old is Necco?
He's 12.
Yeah, okay. So, you know, that information, just know, is kind of the current recommendation for cats. You know, because what, you know, we kind of everybody figured out about cats is that in the wild, wild cats don't drink a lot of water. They get their moisture from the food that they eat, you know, and so then the recommendations changed in terms of feeding cats and them saying that it isn't the best thing to give them dry foods. It's better to give them wet foods because of the moisture content. Now, but on the other hand, we've also gotten much better about providing good water supply for our kitties. And we know that wild cats prefer moving water. Because, you know, if you're in the wild, water's not moving. It can be stagnant, and that's not necessarily healthy. So they prefer moving water. So with the cat fountains and, you know, and dripping faucets and all that, we've been able to get our cats to do a better job of drinking water. And the other thing, Dina, with cats, because Necco is older, you know, dogs are pretty easy to change behavior patterns compared to cats. And when it comes to eating, you can force dogs onto whatever you want them to eat, with rare exceptions that don't work. But cats are kind of a whole different ballgame. And, yeah. You know, sometimes you can have the best intentions and you can follow the recommendations and understand them and want to do them, but your cat says, no. And I've known cats that would literally starve to death rather than eating what they don't want to eat. So, you know, it may not be as important as you think it is to make those changes, because one of the problems is that our kitties get hooked on the dry food, and it can be really tough to change them over to canned food. Now, some cats say, oh, wow, this is the greatest thing since sliced bread. I love canned food. I'm fine eating this and not the dry food. And then there are those that it sounds like Necco that says, what are you thinking? I want my crunchies back. I don't want to eat this. So it sounds like that's where you're at, where he's really not at all interested in the canned food. Is that correct?
That's correct. He's ever since I've had him, adopted him when he was 2 years old. He's never eaten canned food, okay. Or I would have it as a choice because we've had other cats in the family and everybody gobbles it up. He wants nothing to do with it.
Yeah, so I think you may be whistling Dixie trying to change that. And so another big reason why they recommend canned food over dry food for cats, especially when you have a male, the same thing is true of females, but the structure of their urethra is different than a male. And so it's more likely that you can have urinary tract problems and the development of crystals and so forth on a dry food diet rather than a canned food diet. But in most cases, now, Necco's, you said he's what, 10 or 12 at this point?
Yeah, he's 12.
12 at this point. Has he ever had urinary tract issues?
No.
Okay. So the fact that he's 12, he's never had them before, you know, unlikely it's going to develop that stuff now. And so as long as you, you know, are feeding a good, you know, high quality dry food and you've got a good water source for him, it's moving water, whatever he's attracted to. So he drinks a lot of water. that would be the big thing. So I think you might, it might be okay to just give up on trying to get him to do canned food, because that obviously has not been a pattern of his in his whole entire life.
Okay, and I have had a water fountain for him for maybe 5 or 6 years now, and he does drink a fair amount of water until, just to add a little more for Dr. Nels here, a week ago Friday I took him in for his rabies shots. Even though he's an indoor cat, California requires your animals to have rabies forever, and they combined it with the feline leukemia and the other stuff that's out there. And he's been sick for a week.
Ah. Well, here's what I did. I did the reset, which took several points to get that through. And then as you were talking a moment ago, I thought I'd tune in and see if there was something in the feeling department. And there is with him, and it was around the energy of trust. So I worked on correcting his relationship with that feeling, that energy of trust, and it, who knows what's going to happen. So he's got what tune-up I can give him directly, and then when Linda gets to helping balance you, your energy affects him as well.
Okay. That's something that Linda did. Trust was one of the areas I needed to focus on, and I was trying to think, who would the trust be with? And I think it's with Necco, because he's been an indoor-outdoor cat, and then last year he disappeared for 6 months because my cat sitter let him out, trusting he'd come back, and he didn't. So now he's confined to the house, and he slips out when I have repairmen or different people in the house. He's accidentally slipped out, and I don't know if I need to trust that he will come back or just never let him out again. I don't want to lose him or have something happen to him.
Yeah,
I'm an overprotective parent.
Right. Yeah, I totally get that. I've got an older cat that we have issues with in this kind of a similar manner. And we're out in the boonies where wild animals are everywhere. So anyway, what I would say is the way for you to handle the trust vibration to help him is just do what I recommend in my newsletter, which is touch yourself over your heart, your feeling center, and remind yourself, I trust, I trust, I trust, and get that sense of trust inside you. And it's not about who or what, but it's the feeling itself. And if you have any religious tendencies, you can, incorporate that as well. But it's about the feeling that you get inside of you, and that feeling is trust, and that's where the shift and the power is, that you can change behavior of yourself and your animal just by incorporating that feeling of trust inside of you without reference to anything in particular.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Now, before I turn you over to Linda, I've got a little more to say, because you brought up the whole vaccine thing, 12-year-old cat going in because you have to do rabies. And the requirements right now are every 3 years, not every year. Are you aware of that?
In Washington, when I was there, yes, but in California, I questioned the vet on it when I had to take him back for a recheck because he was so sick, and she said, no, it's required every year here.
All right. I would ignore that.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I'll tell you, because here's the quick vaccine thing. I have a lot of inside information on animal vaccines because of my number of years working in veterinary medicine and who I worked with and for and all of that. And I'm not going to explain all of that. Some of it's going to tell you what I've learned. Now, what I'll tell you, my basic theory on vaccines, there is nothing in and of itself wrong with vaccines. But there are ones that work really well, are tried and true, and we've got evidence and experience with that. And there are others that have a lot of issues and can cause problems. with humans as well as animals. Okay. I'll tell you, I know absolutely as truth, we have always over vaccinated our animals. Okay.
Yep.
Now, the vaccine, and I could be wrong, but I'm not aware of California having a separate law that says you have to vaccinate rabies every year. I thought it was universal country-wise every 3 years, so I'm not sure about that. But we do know that vaccines, animal vaccines, last a whole lot longer than we say they do, and a minimum of 3 years. But the rabies challenge tests have been going on for years now, and there should be conclusions and stuff with all of that very soon, and which will tell us how many years they actually did last, and so the laws can be changed to make it a longer period of time. In the meantime, as far as I know, there isn't any vaccine police that come to your door and say, oh, your cat's not vaccinated this year, we're taking the cat away. It's only going to happen, you know, if there's a problem now. Yes, we have kind of gotten down on vaccines, and there's an increase of rabies in the country, but you have an indoor-only cat. And anyway, I can tell you what, I have no problem vaccinating my animals for rabies when they're young. I only boost if there's a reason to do that. For the regular distemper, panleukopenia, vaccines, the standard kitten vaccines, I do those with my young cats, and I don't vaccinate them for the rest of their lives. Now, you don't have to be that extreme as I do, but if your cat has had regular vaccinations all of the life that you've had him, he doesn't need any more. So go in for your annual exams and to catch anything and that sort of stuff, but opt out on the vaccines. Unless, I mean, you know, there's a huge rabies outbreak in California and he hasn't been vaccinated for 3 years or more, then you could go ahead and boost him. But I don't think that's necessary. And it obviously is not settling with him real well because you said he's been sick for a week. I also popped on because it popped in my mind. I went on to Jackson Galaxy's website and he does make a flower essences that is for vaccine detox. So that's a good one to have on hand. And then if you do have to vaccinate your animals, you give this vaccine detox flower essence for a while after the vaccine that will help counter that reaction that you're seeing.
Okay, great to know.
Okay, so that's good too. But also, I would imagine now, Dr. Nels, any experience with dog or animals that have had reactions to vaccines? Has the neuroenergetic balancing helped with that, or do you have any experience with that?
I've seen plenty of it. Whether my work actually makes a big difference, I'm not sure. I kind of like to defer in that case to somebody of a more naturopathic bent who might have a actual detox type formula. So I like your recommendation.
Yeah. So the other thing that would be there are you can use homeopathic remedies to detox from vaccine as well, but I don't know what remedies to tell you about with that. But the vaccine detox from Jackson Galaxy is easy to get and it doesn't require anything. So anyway, so that adds to all of that. And now before we run out of time, because we still have to take care of advertisers one more time in this hour, but let's go ahead and get Dina her treatment with Linda before we do that. So Dina, you're ready for Linda to take over?
I am. Thank you so much.
Okay, Linda, you're in charge.
Hi, Dina. So I'm going to invite you just to think about a beautiful blue sky. You're thinking the sky is blue, relaxing. And I'm going to have you think a date, which I'm going to have to find, which is could take a minute. So just keep thinking.
The sky is blue. The sky is blue. I'm remembering what it looked out like a few hours ago. A blue sky when it was here. The sky is in fact blue.
Okay. It's going to have you think the date, August 11th, 2019. And all this means is that there's some interference that we're going to release right now, and it got started around this time period. So you're just thinking August 11th, 2019, and then focusing on the feeling of dread. And we're going to replace dread. And we're going to replace dread with the feeling of honest. Honest and the number four. And this energy of honest right now is resonating in your heart chakra as we think honest four. Your eyes are closed and looking to the right, rolling your closed eyes to the right. And do some very slow, deep breathing in and out as you think honest four.
All right, Dina, you've got your eyes closed. Behind those closed eyes, you're rolling your eyes to the right, doing slow, deep, in and out breathing, thinking honest four. Honest four. Honest four.
All right, Dina, go ahead and breathe normally and open your eyes. And I'm going to have you tip your head forward, look toward the earth, then let your head rise to a comfortable position. And then think August 11th, 2019. Okay, that is cleared.
Yay.
And so let's find an affirmation. And the affirmation is, I am grateful and thankful for the feeling of honest. And a lot of times when this word honest comes up, it hasn't been safe for us sometime in the past to be honest. And so now we are really celebrating. This is our energy. I am grateful and thankful for the feeling of honest.
All right. Wonderful. All right. Okay, Dina?
Yes. Thank you so much. You're welcome. Know what happens around that August 11th. So,
So that did resonate with you. Excellent.
Yeah.
And I know you wanted to talk about the fact you're coming up and all of that stuff to this area, but unfortunately we're up against the clock and don't have time to go into that right now. So can you call me after, off the air?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Thanks for calling Animal World, Dina.
Thank you for everything.
You're welcome. God bless. All right, we've got to take care of our advertisers, but Linda, I need you to help me remember that I have a question about listener participation in a session like that related to this call. So remind me when we get done with advertisers. So right now, everybody, phone lines are open. 425-373-5527 is local. 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. Phone lines are open, and so pick up your phone and stay right where you are, because Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by all that's happening in the world? Triggered by people around you? What's going on in your personal life? We're shifting energies. Looking for inspired guidance? Need to talk? Natasha Ventner, intuitive personal awareness coach and medium, can help by sharing insights, tips, and tools to support you through life's glitches and snags. Natasha helps you empower yourself. Visit Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and heartfelt, caring approach can help you. That's intuitiveclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Nathan coming to you from behind the board. And today we have a very special encore presentation of Martha Norwalk's Animal World. From all of us in the Animal World family, we wish you all a happy weekend, and we look forward to being with you again on next week's live show from 9 a.m. to noon on Sunday, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the second hour of our spring forward edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from our wonderful Natasha Venter. She is our communicator, medium, personal awareness coach, feng shui, and astrological knowledgeable person, and just your general psychic stuff. And she'll be in the studio with me next week. And so you can call in. If you want to know stuff about your animals, you can talk to your animals on this side or the other. And or humans, if you need to check in on someone, or for personal awareness coaching or a personal reading with Natasha. So I hope you'll tune in next week. You can also check her out at angelicclarifications.com.
And that's now intuitiveclarifications.com.
And she's also available for private readings. And you can give her a call at 360-770-7486. 360-770-7486. Remember our premier sound healer, Jude Ponton, Whispering Dragon Centers in her home now in Shoreline, easy access, and what a phenomenal experience to be in the treatment room with the gongs and the acutonic forks and to actually get worked on. And it is quite an experience. But she also works remotely, so check her out, whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. And remember, spread the word that Martha is an animal behavior therapist and dog trainer. And I do free phone evaluations, so I'll talk to anybody on the phone about their animals. And if you know anybody with dogs and needs help quickly teaching them manners, raising them up, or solving serious problems, I'm the one that does it real fast and gives you a complete understanding at the same time. And free phone follow-up privileges once I've seen you, because I don't want people to think I'm just to take their money and run. I want them to be successful. Once I've met you and your dog and got you educated and set up, it's real easy for me to coach you through things over the phone. So you only pay me once, get you educated and set up, and then you get to talk to me for free. So how cool is that? Anyway, tell anybody you know. I'll talk to him for free. 360.
Hey, Martha.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So we have a video you and I did together. It's on my YouTube channel.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So if
with
people want to get
a
little taste of, Martha Norwalk solving a problem, this one was a real tough one with a dog, corgi that would not walk on a leash. And as part of her problem solving, she brought me in, but just watching Martha work, I'd never really had an opportunity to do that. And so it was so much fun for me to watch Martha work and video the thing. And so Nels Rasmussen on YouTube and just scroll until you find the corgi that looks rather angry dancing on its hind legs. And that's the one. Watch Martha work her magic to help get this dog able to walk on a leash.
Oh, yeah. And if we have time, I'll tell you about it because you sent me a referral this last week. And oh, boy, what a case that is. But I'll fill you in if we have time to talk about it. But it looks like we are out of time for this hour. I do have a question for you, Linda. I did remember that, but let's hold it because we'll get ready and set up for Love Train and all of that. And then before we take calls in the next hour, I can ask you my question, follow up on listener participation in the last call. And so remind me if I forget about it after the break. Anyway, it is almost the end of the second hour. We've got one more hour to go. We would love to hear from you. And yeah, we've got other stuff to chat about and cases and all that sort of thing, but we'd much rather hear from you and do free remote treatments for you or your animal friends. So now would be the time to pick up your phone. Local number, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569, 888-298-5569. And, of course, you can always send us email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty then. So it is time for the second time in the show and the last time in the show to get our dancing in, get our energy up and juices flowing so we got more energy for the day and the week. And remind you that you don't get to opt out. Dancing is required, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Get up and join the Love Train with us. I'll cruise by and pick you up. And while we're doing the Love Train and singing the song, let's remember to send the love and light all over the planet. Love everywhere. And, you know, we got wars going on. In other countries, within our own country, send the love everywhere. So this is about love training and sending the love and trying to raise the vibration of the planet. And I always energize up the Love Train music with our yogi energization prayer. So here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the Love Train, and it's coming right up, so stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.